You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk cricket. Now, if you are fancying attending some cricket matches this summer, well, and you have accessibility requirements, there are options for you. Today, we are speaking to Josh Wilmer, communications lead at Yorkshire Cricket Club, to discuss some of them. Josh, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
So one of the biggest introductions that you've got is using the welcome service. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
It's a system that is specifically targeted towards individuals with accessible needs. So we were first alerted to the system by a gentleman who cared for his wife who had dementia. He was saying that when they fly through Leeds Bradford Airport, it's a system that Leeds Bradford have. So he can alert the airport ahead of time to, you know, say to them, look, we're arriving at this point. My wife needs a wheelchair through the security, through the gates. And we kind of thought, well, actually, that's something that we could really use here at cricket. For the last couple of years, we've really driven hard on increasing the accessibility of Headingley Cricket Stadium. And we thought, you know what, the welcome system is something that we should be really trying to tap into. And we're really pleased that kind of ahead of the first T20 this week, the welcome system will be launched and live on our website. So essentially the system is one whereby, like I said, those spectators who may need extra help to get into the ground, or whose mobility might be lower than other spectators, they can tell us well ahead of time that they're going to be arriving at 6 p.m. through a certain turnstile. Can they have assistance? And then that allows us as the venue to plan in a lot more detail and significantly ahead of time where we can sort of plan resource. So yeah, we're very excited to have this launched.
Well, that's quite exciting because, this sort of system, we've spoken to Welcome many times and also found out how it works and what other venues support it. And it's quite a big addition. What other sort of accessibility requirements or accessibility support have you got at Yorkshire Cricket Club outside of Welcome, to which Welcome will be a great addition?
So we're literally just about to launch is the launch of some radio headsets. So something that's actually specifically targeted towards spectators who are partially sighted or have no sight. So it's a headset that has been made available and made possible by one of our sponsors. So we have, I think it's about 1,000 headsets that will be launched this year. And again, this is something we're launching ahead of our first T20 this Friday. So that allows spectators to be in ground, in bowl, and listen to the commentary that we have that gets overlaid our YouTube stream. So while sitting in the ground, obviously, if you're not able to view what's going on, you can still listen and still be part of that immersive experience of attending a cricket game. So that's kind of the biggest initiative that we've got alongside the welcome system introduction. So again, we're really excited about that. That's something we had previously in years gone by, and that kind of fell by the wayside off the back of COVID. And certainly since I've been in place, the drive towards greater accessibility is something I've personally been quite involved in. From a personal point of view, I'm very excited to see these headsets get launched.
Once Welcome launches, how will people be able to request assistance using the Welcome service?
So the Welcome is called like a Welcome widget. So the widget will be embedded onto our website. So we have a standalone accessibility page which details all the accessibility information that anyone might need, and the Welcome bit will be on there. So it'll be embedded directly onto our website. People can then put in what needs they have, name, contact details, what time they might be arriving, where in the ground they'll be sitting, and then that is sent through to us in a back office system. So it'll be myself that kind of manages that, and then we'll contact the user to make them aware that we've received their request, and then being contact with them right up until the point of hopefully them arriving at the ground and giving them the certainty that help will be on hand when they arrive at Headingley.
And if people would like to find out more about Yorkshire Cricket Club and various accessibility options you offer, where can they go to do that, or how can they contact you to kind of discuss their accessibility needs and what you offer?
I mean, the best place is is obviously our website. Like I said before, we have a really, really good standalone accessibility page. So any questions they might need answering, hopefully will be answered on that page. If there is something on there if they're reading that page and they see that there's something a glaring omission, please get in contact with the club. We have, a general feedback system on the contact us page. The best email will be cricket@yorkshirecc.com. Any glaring omissions on there, please get in touch. Anything that you think we can improve on as well, we're always open to feedback. So we're always encouraging open lines of communication with all spectators, and that includes spectators who have accessible needs. So our website is www.yorkshirecc.com.
That is excellent. Well, we wish Yorkshire the best of luck. You've got Northamptonshire on Friday this week in the T20 Blast. So, all the best of luck, and we look forward to hearing more about how your welcome service launch goes. But for now, Josh Wilmer, Communications Lead at Yorkshire Cricket Club, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.